Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的老外来了。This is 翩翩。
哎，翩翩，你拍照用美颜吗？Filters.
Oh, sure. 现在拍照都用 filters 呀。
Yes, we really live in a world where most social medias have filters.
对，时间都花在修图上了，都花在这个 filters 上面了哈。
Yeah, we can take the time to make sure that we have the perfect picture before posting it online.
Yeah, 但是现在你们西方不是正在有一种声音叫做 be real 吗？就是倡导那种无滤镜、无美颜的那种社交方式。
Yes, so recently, like you said, there is a new app that has become really, really popular in the US, the UK, and also in Europe.
是吗？ There is a new app.That has become really popular in the US, UK, and in Europe. 这个突然在欧美火起来的 app 叫什么呢？
So this app is called Be Real.
Wow, 它的名字就叫 Be Real. 这是哪国人开发的呀？ Yeah.
So it's actually founded by a French entrepreneur.
是一个法国人哈。那我们今天呢就来聊一聊这一款由法国人开发最近风靡欧美的社交 app。Be real.
Yes, so let's talk about Be Real today.
So what does it actually do? 这个 app 是用来做什么的呢?
So Be Real lets you see your friends for real.
Without filters. 看到朋友、yeah. 不带美颜不带滤镜的真人。这是怎么玩的呢?
So every day, at a different time,everyone is notified simultaneously to capture and share a photo, and they have 2 minutes to do it.
Wow, 每天所有人呢都会同时被 notified, 被通知到哈，要在两分钟之内给自己拍张照片发上来。Capture and share a photo in 2 minutes. 哎，这里用的这个 capture 这个词真好，很形象哈。
Yes, so you would say you capture a photo, like you take a photo.
Yeah, 捕捉的意思 capture a photo. 这种方式真的很有趣啊。
Yes, it's a new and unique way to discover who your friends really are in their daily life.
对，能看到 who your friends really are in their daily life. 日常生活中的朋友、yeah. 你究竟是什么样子的？那拍照的时候可以自己选择镜头吗？你比如说华为镜头其实本身就是自带美颜的呀。
No, so you cannot. When you post,the app uses both your front camera, so the camera facing what you're seeing, and also the rear-facing camera, so the camera of your face.
Wow, 也就是说两分钟之内呢 when you post, 当你开始准备好要发的时候，那这个 app 就会自动的使用你的 front camera, 前置摄像头以及你的 rear-facing camera, 后置摄像头。Why two cameras?
So because like this, it's giving your friends a full picture of what you're doing in the moment in front of you and also what you're doing your face.
那也就是说一个要拍你的这个脸然后一个呢是 capture, 照你前面的这个东西。这就是一个 full picture of what you are doing in the moment.
Yes, so for example, yesterday I received the message I was ironing my clothes. But I was in my pajamas and ready to go to bed. So one of my cameras was showing my shirt and also the
ironing machine.
Yeah, the ironing machine, exactly. And then the other side was my face and I just had my hair up and my pajamas.
一团糟哈。
Yes.
但是很真实。哎，那如果你没有看到这个通知呢? What if you miss the notification?
So if you miss the notification, you are allowed to post late.
Ah, you are allowed to post late. 可以晚点发。那我能不能不发呢?
So if you don't send anything, you can't see what your friend's images are until you post your own.
Wow, 这个游戏是有规则的哈。You are unable to see your friend's images until you post your own. 你得发了自己的之后呢，才能看到别人的。
Yes, I mean, that also makes sense. It's only fair that you share this, you know? It's not just one person.
Yeah. 这个跟微信一样有没有点赞功能呢? To like a photo or a post?
Yes, so additionally, the app has a more involved version of liking.
A more involved version of liking. 这个其实是比点赞更加复杂的版本。那怎么个复杂法呢？在国外的媒体上，我们知道这个双击就是点赞 ,double tap to like a photo.Right.
You cannot just double tap to like a photo. It's different.
那怎么去 respond a friend's post? 怎么去回复呢?
So in order to respond to a friend's content, you must take a reaction selfie or comment.
Wow, 也就是说以后就没有点赞之交了。你得 take a reaction selfie, 拍一张自拍。表示你看到图片之后的这个反应，这显然比 double tap to like a photo 要有诚意多了哈。
Yes, yes.
So do you only post once a day? 你们一天是不是只能发一次呀？
Yes, so that's also really, really great because you only have to check the app once a day.
这个挺好的，不会有社交压力哈，只需要 check the app once per day.
Yeah, so, you know, there's no anxiety over missing content because everyone you follow is only posting once a day as well.
大家都是一天发一次，不会有这个 time suck, 时间被不知不觉吸没了这种情况发生哈。
Yes, exactly, because in Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, it's really time-sucking, and this one, it's not the same.
在中国也是这样的。微信、朋友圈、抖音、小红书，甚至连百度都成了 time-suck.
Yeah, it's so time-consuming and dangerous when you don't have a lot of time.
Exactly. 那为什么这个 app 跟 Ins 之类的这个社交媒体这么不一样呢? Why is it different from other social media apps like Instagram?
So it is different because it aims to lower social media addiction and overuse.
它的目标本身就是不一样的。那这个 Be Real, 它的这个 aim, 它的这个目标呢就是要 lower social media addiction and overuse, 就是要降低人们这个社交媒体上瘾。以及社交媒体的一个过度使用。哇，好善良啊。
Yeah, for sure, it's a really good goal. And also, since the app also does not use photo filters or editing, it has no advertising or follower counts.
哇，真是一股清流啊，还不允许 any photo filters, 连 editing 都不行。并且呢，没有这个 advertising, 没有广告 or follower accounts, 也没有这个粉丝技术。这个没有粉丝技术好棒啊，就不用被这个数据绑架。
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, you can truly be yourself.
Yes, you can truly be yourself. 亲妈绝对能一眼认出的 yourself.
Yes, yeah.
那上面加上的这个朋友的话也应该都是熟悉的人吧?
Yes, people in this case mostly will add people they are close with on Be Real.
这种联络的方式真的很好玩。
Yeah, it's a super fun way to keep in touch as well.
而且还不耗时间。
Yeah, that's very true. It doesn't take a lot of time every day. That's a really big plus.
对。哎，梅丽，你用这个 Be Real 吗? Do you use Be Real and what do you think?
Yes, I personally have not been on Be Real for long, actually.
刚开始用 Be Real, 你用了多久了?
I think it's been about a month and I'm really enjoying it.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's really fun and I really enjoy seeing what my friends are doing every day, you know?
Yeah, 能看到大家真实的状态哈。
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I have a friend, she spends most of her time in her bed watching Netflix.
全天在床上看 Netflix, 刷剧啊，有这样的朋友。然后她的这个 Be Real 上面状态是什么样子的呢？
But on her Instagram, it's not, obviously we don't see this, but on her Be Real, we know what she's really doing, you know? So yeah, it's quite fun to see what she's doing, because this month she's only posted this, so it's really funny.
Wow, it's real and healing, 又真实又治愈哈。还有其他好玩的吗?
Yeah, there are some really funny ones that I've seen online. So for example, there's one that was trending because his pen was on fire.
Oh, 这个 be real 状态在这个网上走红了。Trending online because his pen was on fire. 他的锅着火了。那大家呢可以看到这的确是两个摄像头拍到的东西哈。
Yes, since the app uses both your front and your rear facing camera.
大家呢可以到我们的公众号一席文化本篇推送当中查看相关的一个图文。
Yes, 公众号一席文化。
哎，梅丽，你在使用这个 Be Real 的时候有没有什么 funny story?
Yes, actually something happened. I think it was like a week ago, actually.
Yeah.
Because since the app sends the notification to everyone at the same time to send the Be Real.
哦，也就是说在使用这个 Be Real app 的时候 everyone will receive a notification to send a Be Real at the same time of the day. 也就是说每个人都会在同一个时间收到通知 to send a B-reel 所有的用户。
Yes, exactly. And so last time I was in a meeting with my college association.
大学社团开会。
Yeah, and so a lot of us use Be Real, and we all received a notification to send our Be Real of the day in the middle of the meeting.
Wow, 正开着会呢 in the middle of the meeting. 那怎么办？
So our president also received the notification. So she was like, okay, okay, guys, let's pause the meeting so everyone can take their B-reel. And it was really, really funny because everyone was just doing very fun B-reels with everyone.
Wow, 好温馨啊 It's such a lovely moment.
Yeah, it was really fun. So anyways, this app really is getting super popular.
真的没想到哈，这个 B-reel 能在欧美这么火。
Yeah, I think it might become the most popular app of 2022 or maybe 2023.
有可能会成为欧美2022到2023年度 the most popular app.
Yeah, we'll see, maybe.
那听这期的 podcast 的朋友们呢我们一起来见证 we will see.
Yes, so I'm really curious, if in China there was an app like Be Real, would you like it?
我也很想听听大家的意见。如果中国出一款像 Be Real 这种 app 的话，你们会喜欢吗？期待你们留言告诉我们。
Yes, we're very excited to hear what you think. Yeah, so much for today. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you soon.
Until next time, this is Pian Pian.
And this is Mei Li. Bye.